Hello.
Hi there, this is Kyle returning your call from customer service. How can I help you today?
Yeah, which product do you sell?
So I work with a third-party call center that we are contracted out to service many hundreds of different products and companies. So I would have to get your records pulled up in my system to be able to tell you who I'm representing. Can I go ahead and get a zip code and see if we can get you pulled up?
19064.
19064.
Right.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, and what would be the first and last name at that billing address?
Repeat, please.
What would be the first and last name at the billing address?
The first and last name?
Yes.
Peter Richman.
Peter Richman. All right. There's no T in Richman, right?
Well, there's an, my middle initial is T.
Oh, okay. And you said Peter?
Yes, P-E-T-E-R.
Right, okay. Let me see if I can find you here. Odd. You are not coming up in my system. May I get that zip code from you just one more time?
19.
Uh-huh.
God, I hold on.
Okay.
19064.
064. Okay. So I do have a bunch of names that pop up under this zip code. I'm going to just look through here since your name's not popping up immediately. If I look through here, I might be able to see a little bit better.
Gotcha. Last name, R-I-C-H-M-A-N.
R-I-C-H-M-A-N. Yeah, that's how I spelled it. Let's see what we got here. I got an Eichmann. That's not Richman. Let's see here. Mr. Richman. Okay. I'm looking through here. There's a lot of people from that zip code that we are in the system here.
The reason why I'm calling is I got a fraud thing from my credit card.
Yeah.
And the product I got doesn't have the amount of money that it costs, and that's what I need to know, whether I cancel my credit card or not.
Okay. I definitely understand, and I should be able to help you out with that if I can find you and get you pulled up. But until then, I wouldn't be able to do anything with the account. I'm still looking. I'm not seeing any results for Mr. Peter T. Richman. I'll go ahead and
my email address or anything.
Yeah, I could try the email address. Give me one second. Let me get to where I can enter that in. Yeah. All right. What's the email address?
PTRANES at Comcast.net.
PTRANES.
ANES.
ANES at Comcast.net. Comcast.net. All right. So just to confirm with you, you said PTRANES at Comcast.net.
Right. Do you need the order number I'm referring to?
It should have come up with the email, the zip or your name. Does the order number have just numbers or numbers and letters?
The order number just has numbers.
Okay, yeah, I can go ahead and try that. What is it?
681-35-8258.
All right, just to confirm, you said 681-35-8258.
Correct.
All right, let's see if we can find it here. No, sir. I'm not showing anything in my system. So what I can advise you to go ahead and do now. Have you talked to your bank? You said your bank flagged it, right?
Yeah, they want to know whether I bought it or not. And if I didn't buy it, you got to go through getting a new card again.
Right. Are they the ones that gave you this number?
What is your number?
Like I said, we're contracted out for many different companies and products. I think there's hundreds of numbers that could lead back to my call center.
Well, I think I got this number off the packing slip.
Off the packing slip, okay. Well, what I would go ahead and do is, I know your bank flagged it and you've already talked to them, but I would go ahead and call them and let them know you called the number on that packing slip and that we couldn't pull you up in our system and see if they can get you a different phone number to contact or if they can contact, whoever it was that charged you the bank themselves and see if they can get straightened it out. Because if I can't pull you up any records of it in my system, then unfortunately I wouldn't be able to assist you, but your bank will definitely be able to track that charge and where it came from. And they should be able to get into contact with where that money went, whoever got that money.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for calling and Merry Christmas.
All right. Same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.